Hare Krishna. I'm in the front yard of a house in New Vajradam, and it's an incredibly beautiful spring day. It has been really beautiful all week. It's especially beautiful now because it's here in Krishna Valley. The whole yard is full of I forget the name of the flowers, the little yellow fuzzy ones everywhere. In fact, it's not just, they're all over this season. Like Srimati Radharani's color. And the pond in the back is teeming with fish, birds taking baths. Weeping willow is mature. Leaves are all grown out, and all the trees are budding. They're turning green, and the apple blossoms are beautifully white. If you know how apple blossom trees are, just turn white at this time of the year, and the cherry blossoms are turning pink. It's what the spiritual world is like all year round. Trees blossoming at all times of the year. You can probably hear the birds chirping very excitedly because their vibration really picks up well on the speaker. Speaking about vibrations on the speaker, I hope that the kirtan came out. This is my first experiment with using this tape recorder for the kirtan. And it's a little different than speaking. I saw the peak light coming on several occasions. In fact, I'm seeing it coming on right now. I should turn the record level down a little. And the sun's shining and it's warm, but it's not hot. I guess it sounds like I'm having the morning off, and well, that's what it is. Here's a question from Kanchan Valley, Devi Dasi from Radhadesh, and she's asking a short and pretty commonly asked question. Is it okay for devotees to buy, wear leather shoes, and if so, why? Sorry if this question is too mundane, but I never heard a complete definite answer for it. It's not mundane. In fact, if you look at the shoes I was wearing just earlier, they're also unfortunately leather. And the reason those are leather is because these are orthopedic shoes, which are particularly meant for my back, which is one reason that I'm sort of semi-reclining right now, because my back's giving me a lot of trouble all last week. Oh, there's just a pheasant, in fact, a group of pheasants, just in the yard a little further up, making a dash for it. And those orthopedic shoes that I wear only come in leather. They don't have them in non-leather. If they would, I would wear them. In general, I always wore either canvas shoes. I have very nice canvas shoes. Or here, of course, we wear so rubber Birkenstock semi boots. In the winter time, I wear full-on rubber boots. So we should avoid it because we're obviously supporting the leather industry. It's an evil industry, and it isn't I say it's an evil industry, not inherently because leather industry is evil. If leather was gotten from animals that died naturally, which is what mrdangas are supposed to come from, then fine. But unfortunately, it's not like that. They come from slaughterhouses. Animals are raised for their leather, for their fur, for different reasons. So devotees, by all means, should try to avoid it. And bhikshus can be gotten, which are non-leather. If you don't have serious feet problems, if you don't have to get the type of shoes that only come in leather, then get them in non-leather. Good shoes for Sankirtan can be gotten. The modern day Nike and other running shoes, sports shoes that you can get, they're really made for that. They're made for good support, good walking, and by all means, for those are good for Sankirtan because they're in fashion. So it's not like wearing sports shoes nowadays is sort of the vogue. If you want shoes for fashion, for dress, you can get very beautiful canvas shoes. They're called deck shoes. I know because I did lots of research into them. I've gotten them. I've gotten them particularly nice ones from America, and those are also very suitable. You can also get artificial leather shoes. So all kinds of shoes. You can get lace shoes. You can get slip-in shoes. You can get just clogs. Everything's available on the market. But always get good shoes. So the shoes that you wear should be good because they will determine your posture. Bad shoes can ruin your back. And especially for devotees who are spending a lot of time on their feet, whether doing Harinam or Sankirtan or some other such service, they should have shoes that are super. And good shoes will cost money, whether they're leather or non-leather shoes, as I mentioned, preferably leather shoes. But devotees should wear good shoes. I get very upset when I see devotees wearing really cheapo shoes or going out on Harinam or on Sankirtan in just flat thongs. Your feet will determine your posture. It will, it can ruin or it can protect your spine. Your spine is the computer for the whole body. If you ruin your spine, you'll ruin other parts of your body. By all considerations, take care of your feet. If there's no alternative and you have to, then get leather shoes, but try to avoid them by all means. And look around to the different venues that I had mentioned. We should avoid all kinds of leather things. For instance, our mrdangas are leather. And actually, good mrdangas are made of cowhide. And there's no harm if those cows died naturally. If they didn't die naturally, if they were actually killed, then that's not good. We don't want to support that type of industry. And Srila Prabhupada actually, he encouraged devotees to make, that's where our Balaram drum comes from, their alternate mrdanga, all man-made materials. I don't remember exactly Srila Prabhupada's motivation for that. It may be because devotees were number one breaking mrdangas left, right, and center, and because I remember when Ishan Prabhu came to Montreal because Srila Prabhupada had given that order. He learned how to make mrdangas in India. He came to Montreal. We used the basement underneath the deity room where he had this whole mrdanga workshop. And that's where the Balaram mrdanga was born. They're very nice. They don't have the same sound. It's not exactly like having a really good quality mridanga, clay mridanga. But there, we should also try to, as I'm repeating myself, get good quality mridangas, which are made of leather of animals that have died naturally. But if not, we're still getting those mridangas because nothing else sounds like them. So when you can't avoid it, then all right, use the leather product. But otherwise, whether it be mridanga or shu, but otherwise try to avoid it at all costs, or make sure that that leather is actually being procured not from a slaughterhouse, but from some natural means. But that's, of course, very difficult, unless you get, and nowadays people do that type of thing, they certify things to be non-violent, that they're, they have cosmetics which are advertised as not being experimented on or tested upon animals. So in the same way, you may find leather products that are from animals that have died naturally. Otherwise, yes, we don't have anything against necessarily leather use, provided that it's authorized, as in the case, for instance, of the mridanga. So much for mridangas and shoes. And I hope that clarifies the question for Kanchan Valley, and we'll be in touch again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.